The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called out to her and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, Satan has bound for 18 long years, be set free from bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise
to you,
O Christ. Please be seated. Greetings to you all this wonderful morning. I come to you this week having returned from the annual Deaconess Assembly, which was held immediately following churchwide assembly in New Orleans. And I confess that as I was preparing this sermon and holding the various texts, I thought if I were preaching in Louisiana today, it would be the Isaiah text. I'm sure many of you have heard about the catastrophic flooding happening in Louisiana. And so we hold together this text about this restorer of streets to live in as we hold those people in our prayers. But as we are here tucked away in the Pacific Northwest, I thought we would hold our story from Luke today, our gospel text of healing. While all three of these have beautiful themes of restoration and healing and hope, I confess Luke is a favorite of mine. We are invited in this story of the crippled woman who Jesus healed on the Sabbath. I'm sure many of you have heard this text a number of times. It's one of the great examples of the depths and lengths and breadths to which Jesus goes to heal, lifted up particularly in Luke's gospel. And this morning, I'd like to invite us to hold together the two, for me, primary images that stand out in this text. And that is of the woman before healing and of the woman following her curing. We are presented with a visual of a woman who is not merely described as crippled, but stooped, so that she cannot stand up straight. She was quite unable to stand up straight. We hold scripture as a layered text, so we understand this to be a physical ailment, and we understand it also to speak to the variety of ways in which we may not be able to stand up straight, right? That this woman may have been impacted for these long 18 years on multiple levels by this ailment, that she is bound up by a spirit. And so, as we reflect on what it means to be unable to stand up straight, I invite you, if you desire or are able, to physically stoop over for a moment and imagine 18 years with the visual experience and mobility of someone as stooped as this. From what are you cut off? From whom are you cut off? As you can straighten as you're ready, observations may have included, "I feel cut off from relationship," right? Perhaps I can still talk with children who are smaller than my stoopedness, but everyone else is communicating above me and around me for 18 years, right? I am cut off from the expanse, both of being able to see out over the horizon and being able to see up into the heavens, to see the stars at night. Right? These are, again, I want to emphasize, not necessarily about the physical disability that she experienced, but the social and the spiritual bondage that this woman was in. Cut off from mutuality and equity, cut off from spiritual expanse and the dreaming. Right? And so we hear there is this woman who for 18 long years cannot stand up straight. We hear also that she is bound by a spirit, which is an interesting notation to have been made in a text that comes out of a time and in a culture where it could be interpreted that physical ailments were one's own fault as a response to sin, right, or as a punishment for sin, either in the individual themselves or in previous generations. This text is very clear. We are not allowed to assign to this woman responsibility for what has occurred to her. Right? And so Jesus sees her while he's teaching in the synagogue. He's not there to heal. He's there for another purpose, but reaches out, extends beyond his purpose to heal this woman who is present. And as we not uncommonly find in these texts, somebody is upset about it and complains. And says, not to Jesus, mind you, but to the crowds in a rather passive-aggressive approach, there are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come to be cured on those days, not on the Sabbath day. And it's interesting here, both what Jesus does say and what Jesus does not say. And I want to say, he does not say, oh, that's not work. I'm happy to do it. It takes nothing of me to heal. Right? I think it is important for us to recall and to hold the truth that it is work. It is work. In the variety of ways in which we heal in our lives, whether that's professional and, direct service or obvious in our lives, or the non-obvious ways that we all are healers in our lives. It is work. Instead, Jesus says, you hypocrites, who among you would not untie your ox or your donkey from the manger and lead it to water when it was thirsty? And I do not suggest that this is about comparing the woman to a beast of burden, but about comparing slaking thirst and how vital that is to our survival and our wellness with the imminent need for this woman's healing. Right? Yes, it has been 18 years, but let's just say that with a different tone. It has been 18 years that this woman has been bound by Satan. Should she not be freed on the Lord's day? And we read that when she is healed, she immediately stands up straight and praises God. And I know you all have had that experience of what it feels like to stand straight and hold your head high. And what that feels like, not only in your body, but in your soul. Right? This text calls us into a reflection of what it means for us to be in community with those who are stooped and with those who are standing straight. Not everybody physically stoops. Sometimes we do. I imagine if for reasons other than physical disability you have found yourself slumped or stooping, you know what the feeling is that brings that out. Shame, despair, exhaustion. Sometimes this is a physical inability to stand up straight, and sometimes it's spiritual and it's invisible. And people may not see that we are bound by Satan, but that inside our world is small and we are cut off from mutuality and relationship, and we are cut off from the expanses of God's glory, and all we see is the ground. And so we are called as disciples, baptized and sent into mission to keep an open eye and an open mind of how these people, including ourselves, may be walking among us, needing healing and support. That God heals through the hands and feet that are still present on the earth, and this is the body, and this is what we are called into, and it is our work. And we are invited to imagine, supported by these texts in Isaiah and Hebrews, that God is doing something amazing in our world, and that it might involve the uprightness of all of creation, and the ability of all people in dignity and in hope to stand up straight and praise God, like the woman in today's text. We're invited to imagine what that looks like in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our community, our country, our world. How do we participate in lifting up those who are stooped? Part of the response to that is my call, as I share this reflection with you, to be cognizant that gospel is not necessarily about telling us what we're supposed to be doing in our lives or the work we're meant to be doing. That reminder and that invitation is present. But what gospel is good news. The good news of what frees us to be able to do this work in baptism. And that is that Christ, that God in Christ, is doing this already. Has gone before us and has gone with us, is present in our own healing, and initiates in you the health and the hope that gives you strength for mission.